Wait.
I think I've got something to say, I'm not sure.
Go on then.
I'll be polite and start with good evening, friends. For one's mind to expand, one has to allow it to open. In fact, how can one want to accept knowledge, want to expect the life and the love that man has to offer if it remains closed to the possibilities? The expansion is a possibility. We don't need mathematics, neither literature or art or culture or things that are deemed to be sometimes beyond the realms of possibility from general man. Sometimes it's just an outlook, a change of view or opinion. It's all that's needed, and sometimes it's a moment that's all that's taken to show that expansion. In essence, I suppose what we say is sometimes expansion of the mind, of the soul, of the spirit is simply about reaching, not stretching, not twisting, not turning, but reaching out and knowing that whatever's being reached for is simply within grasp. But man is comfortable with enclosure, is comfortable to shut himself off from the possibilities that are merely realities. We often hear about light and dark. We often hear about opposites of the same reality. But open, closed, love, hate, they simply cannot exist without each other. Many might argue they are simply the same coin. It's merely the angle that someone may look at it. We find it inconceivable that man has the ability to love, to nurture, to hold one's emotions, sometimes in the palm of their hand. And yet, a moment of that love can simply disappear and turn to hate, to anger, to distrust. Only the reality. But yes, I use the word reality, that love is merely a building block. It's merely the cement that combines all. But compassion. For someone who can find it easy to love a child or a family member, a pet. Why then is it so difficult to show compassion? Throughout this world there are people that need those thoughts, the love, the healing, the hope. Those thoughts, that negativity, marks the soul. It keeps it heavy, still, but where's the progress? Man talks about living forward, in many respects, leaping forward, but with a soul so murky, so solid. Surely that can weigh someone down. I began by asking the question, why is man unable to open his mind, to expand, to obtain that knowledge? Whether you call that philosophy. For some, it may simply be hope. For many, it is simply a method of learning. There is not one amongst you that aims, that needs, that wants to reach. There is no need to reach for the stars, for minds so open and linked. The stars can come to you. But maybe the question that is never asked, or the faults that have never been received, are simply the lessons that one wants to learn. You hear many people talk about pathways, about journeys. How often will we ask ourselves, but which direction should I go in? Which direction will give me the challenges, the obstacles, that I may learn the most, that may grow my spirit? The lessons that I learn, which ones will help the many and not the few? Back in time, and there are many years to look over. We go back to the fall of Rome. What lessons were ignored? What times has a light of spirit been placed in shade? We know from lessons, just look in the garden, in the fields, that much of this world needs light. So we ask of you, we beg of you, come into the light. Don't hide in the darkness. And once you find the light, share it. Give it freely. For your light may join others. And it's that brightness, that brilliance, that will show the many.